This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, February 12, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan wants to rein in federal spending. His new proposed budget plan would take on several parts of the federal budget where President Obama dares not tread: Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, evaluates Ryan's proposal against the Obama plan.
Well, if we don't make serious reforms in the federal budget, the Congressional Budget Office says that by 2050, federal spending is going to rise from the current level of around 20% of GDP up to 42% of GDP. The size of the government will double. If you throw state and local government on top of that, a few decades down the road, we're talking about a government in the United States that steals half of all the income of hardworking Americans. So Paul Ryan, a representative from Wisconsin, has an alternative. He calls it a roadmap for America's future. And he would keep the government at about the same size it is currently today, particularly with radical reforms to the entitlement programs and tax reform.
Isn't it a little unrealistic? I saw some projections on an op-ed that Paul Ryan had written. Isn't it a little unrealistic to project spending levels as a share of GDP out 60, 70 years?
No, in fact, the government's better at projecting spending out two or three decades from now on entitlement programs than they are figuring out what next year's deficit is. Because in the short term, you've got economic gyrations up and down. But in the long term, you've got these hard facts about demography. We know that the American society is getting grayer. The share of old folks to young workers is rising. That's the basic problem here. And most people in the two major parties really don't want to confront that issue. They talk about it, but they don't really confront it. Paul Ryan has a serious plan to overhaul the big three entitlement programs: Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
President Obama, in the State of the Union address and other speeches that he's made, talks about freezing spending on a limited basis, but makes no mention of these three entitlement programs that make up the bulk of federal spending.
That's right. President Obama's freeze is a joke. He sort of leaked the idea of freezing part of the budget a few days before the budget came out. And sure enough, the mainstream media, like sort of lapdogs, reported it as if President Obama has a tough budget where he is getting serious about controlling spending. In fact, Obama's freeze is only on 13% of overall federal spending, and he doesn't provide any reforms to the entitlement programs.
And Paul Ryan, how does he plan to rein in the spending for Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security?
His main idea is to convert these programs from what you can call defined benefit plans, where people retire and then the government gives them basically their Social Security and Medicare, and spending kind of rises out of control. With Medicaid, the health program for low-income folks, the federal government essentially just pays whatever bills are sent to it in Washington. So it's an out-of-control situation. Ryan would convert these to defined contribution plans. Essentially, he would give everyone a fixed amount of money, low-income people a fixed amount of money to go out and buy the health care plan of their choice. For Medicare retirees, he would give them a fixed $11,000 a year. They can go out and buy the health plan of their choice. This would increase competition. It would equalize the tax treatment between individuals buying health insurance and people getting health insurance through their jobs. So I think this idea of moving away from third-party coverage, from government-provided benefits, to individual choice with a pot of subsidy money from the government, that is the proper direction of reform.
Is it appropriate to describe what he would do with Medicare as essentially turning it into something of a welfare program in the sense that it would be income-based?
I think that's right. I mean, it would still be, you know, Ryan's plan is still sort of a big government plan in that he would still give, there'd be hundreds of billions of dollars of subsidies every year. But I think it is true that the subsidies would be a lot more efficient than the current mess. The key with moving to a defined contribution style of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid is that the government can, in theory, put clamps on the overall budget. Right now, these programs grow out of control, It's impossible to control these health programs because essentially there's a billion provider bills sent into the HHS bureaucracy every year, and we just pay those bills to doctors and hospitals, and it's out of control. If you give people a fixed amount of money, then you can control that fixed amount of money you give them every year and thus control overall healthcare spending.
What are the impacts on President Obama's budget proposal versus the Paul Ryan budget proposal when it comes to future growth of the U.S. economy?
Well, President Obama's approach and the approach of most members of Congress now is putting the United States, frankly, into an economic death spiral. Running trillion-dollar deficits every year endlessly means that we're ultimately going to have much higher taxes in the United States. Those higher taxes will kill economic growth. If economic growth is slower, the government will have to raise tax rates to get the amount of money it thinks it deserves. And so it would create a vicious cycle that is going to kill United States as a leading economic power. Ryan at least keeps the size of government the same as it is now. He would reform the tax code. He would scrap the current complicated system and put in a simple system with rates of 10 and 25%. He would reduce corporate taxes. Ryan keeps government the same size, but makes it more efficient. That's much better than the out-of-control approach by the Democrats and President Obama right now.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.